I taught in Philadelphia. It was seventh grade, public schools. I had no training in education, nothing. It was a different time. There weren't enough books for the kids in the room.
Is it that you graduated and then tried?
I did that. I graduated in January.
So you graduated maybe a little bit early,
right? Yeah, a little bit early. I went to summer school and worked in Philadelphia for a little bit. We had children by then.
So you were sort of raising your children during the end of your undergraduate
master's.
Years?
No, master's degree.
During your master's degree. Yeah, okay, master's I see. Degree.
And then my husband got a job in Cincinnati. I applied to University of Cincinnati, got in, and that actually was a very good place for me. I had a very, very fine mentor, Joe Warm. And he did a perception textbook with Bill Denver. So my work was in visual perception, dissertation in subjective contours. Very strict experimentalist, you know, very careful. Greco-Latin squared designs, which I'm sure nobody knows what I'm talking about today, where you were just randomizing conditions across people and a lot of time in the lab running subjects. But that's what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I taught while I was at Cincinnati, which I turned out that I absolutely loved.
It's sort of a funny thing, but those drafting abilities.
Yes,
drafting
and the engineering actually is not that far from subjective contours. So certainly a lot of time spent on the visual system.
Yeah.
You know, the auditory system, the haptic system, but I mean the underlying mechanisms. It really didn't get more cognitive until after I left. We're looking at why do we have subjective contours? Why is there enhanced brightness that the visual system perceives that's clearly not there? And why is it sometimes so strong that subjects wouldn't believe their visual system created it?